Me, I'd like to welcome to this microphone Pastor Chi, who is going to come and bring the word of the Lord. And I'll be telling you a little bit about them, you know, after he brings the word. So why don't you give the Lord a hand of praise, even as we get stayed to hear the word of the Lord this morning. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, my name has changed to Pastor Chi. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, this is a very, very important day. And I pray God helps me that I do not mess up this day. Amen. I mean, it's for real. I need the help from the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a very, very important day. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to the book of 1 Samuel. We'll start reading from this one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 1. By the way, before I even read, I just want to thank Pastor Tony. Amen. I feel honored to tell you the truth. For him to let me speak on the Mother's Day, and I'm like, hey, this is a man. I know he's jealous of his pulpit, but he's not selfish. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe with all my heart, Pastor Tony, you'll be blessed by the Lord. I don't care whatever somebody says. I know and I know and I know that God will bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible reads, "Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim of Zophim, of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham. And the son of Eliu, the son of Toho, the son of Zeph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his seat here to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Ophin and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed a womb. And a rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed a womb. So it was year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat." I will continue, but before I go further, I just want to look to the Lord. Let's look to the Lord. Father, we give you the praise this morning. We give you thanks, Lord, for what you have done to us. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you, Father, for the table you've set before us today. Hallelujah. We give you the praise for the mothers you've blessed us with. Lord, had it not been for these mothers, I don't know whether we could have been here today. So this day, Father God, we honor them. And Lord, we appreciate you for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I speak your word today, I pray acknowledging that without you, there is nothing I can do. There is nothing, Lord, I can offer to your children. For you've said, unless you build the house, the laborers laboreth but in vain. Unless, Lord, you watch over the city, the watchman tries but in vain. In this place, Lord, we say, build this house. Build, O God, edify the mother whose law. Edify, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them hope. Even for those, O God, who are longing for children, give them hope today. Let them know that you are able and you will give in your own time. In the name of Jesus. Let everyone in this house say, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the praise. You know, I wanted to say something today. If there is any man I honor in my personal life up to today, is my mother. You know, I can go into stories after stories. And unfortunately, you know, I haven't seen her in so many years. But I thank God for Facebook. Just few weeks ago, my niece actually sent the picture of my mother. You know, I couldn't stop looking at that picture. I couldn't stop because I look at her, think about the way I look today, how big Pastor Tony I look. I look at her, she's not that tall. Short, just good size. The way she's looking, I look at her, I'm like, Lord, I came from this womb. It's not easy for me. It's not. Thank you, Father. And today we are celebrating Mother's Day. She's not even here. I haven't seen her, and I'm telling you the truth, 19 years passed. As if she's going to be with the Lord, but she's here. Excuse me. I've been so ungrateful. You look at a man, I consider myself to be so ungrateful. But I thank God for his mercy. And God willing, this coming Saturday, we're traveling with my wife. Is it okay to be emotional? Eh? Thank you, Father. When you read passages like which I've just read, what comes into your heart? You read about this woman by the name of Hannah. What do you think about? That's the question I'm going to give us. What do you think about? This here is a woman. The Bible talks about married to a man who had two wives, including her. And the Bible says, God is in his own unique way. The Bible says, he had blessed the other woman with children, but she had none. The Bible explains on how this woman was there seeking the Lord, not for anything, not for any, not for riches. Seeking the Lord, not for fame. Seeking the Lord, not that she be somewhere as a queen or what. The Bible says she was seeking the Lord. Peradventure would have mercy on her and bless her with a child. Amen. And you know, if I can go back in those days, and I believe even today, having a child is an honor. If a lady in those days did not produce, you know what? They were looked down upon. They were the despised in the society. They called them names you wouldn't like to be called today. Just for not having a child. The Bible talks about this lady, said whenever they went, you know, they are presenting themselves to the Lord. They are there worshiping the Lord. A rival or the other wife of Elkanah looked at her and she's like, you don't even have anything to offer the Lord. I have many children to offer to the Lord, but you have none. The Bible says the more they went there, the more she mocked her. The Bible describes how this woman went through pain. I believe with all my heart, because of the description of the Bible, this was an excruciating pain. A pain you cannot explain today. A pain that no one would love to bear. Especially us men. Though we think we are strong. Now, most of the time, women, including me, we always like flexing our muscles. Or we are the macho man. Macho men of the houses. For the sake of those who would want to give the message, the title, I would say, just write some and say, the strength of a mother. The strength of a mother. As weak as you look, I believe with all my heart, God does not look at you that way. As weak as women may think you are not. Ah, Lord Jesus. I was here listening to Pastor appreciating the women today. I look at that woman. She had done more than I've done to my own children. I look at, you know, I was here talking about my mother. I know, and I know what she went through. You think, Pastor Tony, I sit down and I'm like, just for us? Someone decided to go that way. We were left when we were very young by my father. My father is going to be with the Lord The one with my mother now is my stepdad. I want to make that clear. Who's also very sick. But I look and think about the things my mother went through. You know, my mother ended up selling eggs, Pastor Tony. Eggs. You know, eggs, not at the market. She would go at Buzz, sell eggs so that she can buy a uniform for me to go to school. My mother would go in farms, fetching for greens, vegetables, so that she can just find something, maybe for the love of the 8 children, to buy some meat for you to eat. She went through scorn. Everybody who looked at her, a woman without a husband, with 4 children. The husband is not, look what she's going through. And there she is. What an ungrateful child, Julius, you are. I'll give another testimony. You know where we come from. It's rare in my country you're not allowed to go in a labor room. You know that? That was a taboo. We never knew that. When Esther was born, you know what I did? Just weeks before the due date, I sent my wife to the mother. All I heard was, I'm in my office working, Pastor Tony. Phone, he said, hey, God has blessed you. Your wife has delivered. Second child, the same. But I know God wanted to teach me something. When we came here, it was just her and me. No one to tend to. No. You know what? My in-laws were not there. No sisters. It's me and her. And the time came, I'm at the hospital. They say, sir, you have to be there by your wife. I thought twice. I'm like, what would my mother think if I go inside and they tell her I was there? You know, I witnessed how this happens. Bring in all the traditional stuff. They say, look, you are the only one. You need to be there. My wife is witness. I'd never seen this, Pastor Tony, but you know what? I started to sweat as if I was the person going into labor. My wife is there. I couldn't just hold myself. I went out. I prayed in all the tongues I can. Went out in, it was at Parkland Hospital. I go in that garage, just walk and walk. I'm like, what am I going to see today? I went back there. I looked at my wife. She's in pain. Now the time came, people, to deliver. I looked at her. There she is. I told my wife, it's over. I think the children we have is enough. Now, you got to understand, it did not only start there. She carried that baby for 9 months. 9 months. The pain she went through, you are sleeping at night, she couldn't even turn herself. You know, when you turn her, the whole thing goes this. So, and I'm not making the, you know what? Every time, honey, wake up, please, could you help me turn this stuff? And I'm like, she's going through it. Delivery is not an easy thing. It's not. Then we are here as men and think, oh, with the most, you know, powerful. We are powerful than them. Don't cheat yourself. Don't. The strength of a woman. This lady is crying So much that the Bible says because of whatever she went through, she cried, she did everything. The Bible says she even stopped to eat. She even stopped to eat. You know why? Because she wanted a child. My Lord Jesus. Here comes some priests who are not even listening to the Holy Spirit. He looks at this lady. And because the Bible says the anguish which was coming out of her heart, that longing for a child, that yearning for a child, the Bible says she couldn't even speak. The mouth was just like, she couldn't. And this priest looks at her, he said, man, look at her. She comes in the house of the Lord drunk. He goes to Anna and he said, why should you come and dishonor the house of the Lord by looking so drunk? She looked at him and she said, my Lord, you don't understand. Oh no, you don't know what I'm going through. Your maid servant is not drunk. It's just something is longing for. Something which God only can give. Something which as you as a priest cannot give to me. Looking at this scripture, you know what comes in my heart? I see persistence. I see true faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. The strength of a woman. Let me just add, knows how to endure. You want to come across a person who endures? It's a mother. It's a mother. They understand what the Bible says. The Bible says, the one who shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, even Jesus, when he came here, the Bible likens him to a mother. The Bible says, you know what? Because of that joy that was laid upon him, Jesus endured the cross. I'm going to talk today. I observe my wife very well. I love my children. I love them. But I observe my. When I'm seated and with these few wrinkles on my forehead, my children don't even want to come closer to me. The other one will be there. The other one, they want something, they will use the little one. Because they know she's talkative, she'll go say anything to daddy. I'm somewhere, I'm not home. Look, guess who calls most of the time? It's the little one. But I know the way, what she's telling me is not coming from her. It's coming from the sibling. Then you know, this one when he talks, daddy is so mellow on her. It's one daddy's heart. But I love my children the same. We are sitting and my wife is there. Nathan, everybody, JJ, everybody, they will go surround their mother. And God told me, he said, you know what? They can only get warmth from her, not from you. She's the only one who best know how to give warmth to the children. There are times I get mad. I'm talking to my children, and when I'm talking, I don't like looking at her. You know, I know I'm upset. I'm talking to Nathan or JJ. I'll make sure JJ is this side. The mother is this side, and I'm looking at JJ. Because I don't want to look at her face. You'll be there, you are saying things, you know what, I don't want A, B, C, D. You know, if you not care, I can even. Then you turn on the other side, you see her looking at you. She may be quiet, but that look is telling you multitudes. Just the look. Is, oh, if only. Go ahead, Dacha. I know I can touch you, not do anything, but the look I fear the most than what she's going to do to me. My Lord Jesus. You know, another story. You know, I'm just talking today. I want for you, lady, mothers, you should be honored, like the pastor said, more than we have done. Men, you know, because of these traditional teachings we were offered, the things we saw, the way our fathers, I mean, treated our mothers, you look at them, they looked at them as if they were doormats. You know what? Lack of understanding. My Lord Jesus. Yet the Bible, you know, I thank God for the Bible. The Bible talks about it. He said, look, you love them as the Lord Jesus Christ loves his own church. And he gave himself for. Where? From the beginning of the beginnings. When God created us as man, the Bible says he said he thought it not good for man to be alone. He thought it not, because he looked at us and he knew, these guys, they cannot deliver. Even nature do not accept. And he said, I'm going to make someone who's able to bear this pain. Someone who can endure. Someone who can reproduce. There she was. Today we even accuse her. Oh, I did not. If she did not sin, you know, would be okay. Ah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I look at the strength of a woman, Pastor. The strength of a mother. You know, when you look at these mothers, I believe with all my heart, there is nowhere they can find, or there is nowhere they can feel fulfillment except in their children. Yeah, you can be there, marry them as a millionaire, you provide everything. You are secondary to their life. You may think you are number one, sir. No. You know they treasure their children more than anything. And this does not only happen with human beings. Listen to me. You go with animals the same. My grandfather used to tell me that if you want to die fast and very, you go tempt with the lion's children. Oh, cubs, whatever you call them. You go where cubs and you play with them. The lion would tear, not the male lion, the lioness would tear you. I mean, you'd be in pieces. And you know, a story was told, you know, that when a lioness have babies, the lion becomes to get jealous over the lioness. I mean, not over the lion, over the cubs. You know why? He observes the attention the mother gives to the cubs. Not even him can come there and sniff at the cubs. The mother will be like, whoa. He runs away. He will protect them from far. And you know, this story went on that if a mother decides at times to leave the cubs and the lion is there, he may even kill the cubs. That's how much jealous they become. And you know what I can say to you, mothers? Continue. It's your anointing. It's the anointing. And that anointing is what destroys the yoke in the children. Because I know deep down my heart, anyone who has a child here, you pray for them. Your desire for your children, you want them to succeed. My Lord Jesus. Your desire for your children is you want them to always be in good health. My Lord Jesus. You know what? I discovered my own weakness when I got sick. I'm there and thank God for that young lady you are seeing there. I tried to make fun of her, how small she is. That lady is big at heart. Because I know I'm in that bed crying, going pain, and I look to her almost crying like, hey, Mom. But mother is not there. She's taken her place. You know, there are times she treats me like her own child, of which I don't like, Pastor Tony. You know that? But it's just their instinct. When you are sick as a man, we are broken. You know what? I've been there. We are broken. Could you just do that? Let them be sick. Now, amen. It's going to be fine. Just be there. My Lord Jesus, thank God for mothers. Thank God for mothers. Hallelujah. You know what? As young as some of these kids are, even Nathan, if you go to Nathan today, Pastor Tony, you go to Nathan is there, you threaten Nathan, I'm going to take care of your dad. You know what? Nathan will not believe you. Nathan knows daddy at least can stand you. That's just the mentality we have. You know that? But if you try to go touch a mother, don't think she's young. My Lord, I'm not going to say that. If you want to lose your highs, you go touch the mother. It's same to us, Pastor Don. Can somebody touch your mom? And you are there. In fact, there was a saying back home we used to say, you know what, go ahead, you can insult me. You can do whatever you want to me. But when you touch mama, even here you don't call them, I'm sorry for this word, you don't call them that word. If you mention their mother, they will take care of you. My Lord. Because it's just that attachment of which at times we lose it, you know? And we begin to take these mothers for granted. We've been, injected, Pastor Tony, with all those doctrines. You are the head of the house. When you come in, your wife should start from afar, you know, kneeling down, coming to greet you. If she doesn't do that, she's a very disrespectful woman. In fact, it should be otherwise. You know that? These people went through hard. They endured, Pastor Tony. Endurance from the day you were conceived in their womb. They protected you. And you know, today I'm thinking when I'm coming to here, they are so powerful. Listen to me before I say, they are so powerful that they if they want, they can build you or destroy you. They have that power to do it. How many today hear about abortions going all over? Now it's even legal. You know what here? If you don't want to carry that baby, just kill it. But we better thank these mothers. They don't think they did not hear that. They did. They did anything. They have a pain. You go to the hospital. Some of these things I heard is she has a pain. The doctors would be like, look, make a choice. It's either we get rid of your child or both of you, you die. I've never heard of any woman who accepted that. You know what they choose is, I would rather go with my baby. If there are chances that my baby live and I die, can you do that? You know what? They are there, 9 months endurance. From the day you were conceived in her womb, she protected you. Don't think it was easy. Literally speaking, you were a burden in her own body because your being inside her changed all her hormones. She wasn't herself. She ate things you would not imagine because you were in her womb. Endurance. My Lord Jesus. Oh, she's going 1, 2, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9, and some of them I've heard have gone to 11. No, I'm not joking, it's true. Just carrying you there, wherever she goes. After that, listen to me, you are born. Endurance continues, changing your diapers, right, left, center. They touched, I'm not going to go there, Pastor. But you and me, we know that. We know that. Just because they wanted for you to succeed in this world. Hallelujah. Mothers, I'll use this word. You are worthy to be admonished. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My Lord Jesus. You know, I don't know how I can put this. You know, I look back. My grandmother is going to be with the Lord. You know, my grandmother, I was telling my wife, very, very short lady. My wife is a short lady. You know what size of shoes she used to wear? You want for me to tell you?
Yes.
Size 3. Would you expect that through her, someone who wears size 10 can be born? You understand? I know if you've ever seen a woman rejoice, was my grandma. When she looked at how many children she had, in fact, those days she had like 13 children. My mother was the firstborn. When she looks at the grandbabies, and thank God before she died, she even saw the children of her grandbabies. I'm one of them. Grandchild. But as short as she was, she would stand and start to dance. Oh, I remember that woman.
She used to say, don't, you can see this scare. You know scares? Like fish on my back. Scales, yeah, that's the word. You can see them even in my faces. But you don't know what this womb has produced. My Lord Jesus. She was there always dancing. You can think, I mean, of anything about me, how ugly I look, but you don't know what this womb has produced. My endurance was not in vain. My endurance, hallelujah, I knew it was going to bring joy. Oh, Jesus, my Lord and my Lord. Oh, you know, we need to honor them. And I thank God for the opportunity he has given me. I was telling my kids, I'm like, if I see her and I behave like a baby, leave me alone. To me, mama is mom. No matter how old I am, she's still my mother. No matter how old I'm going to be, I'll look at her. I'll give her all the respect. You know, I haven't seen her. You have done everything. For try to send money, everything I do. You know what she says? You know, your money can be. Everything you can be. All I want is to see you. I was sick going through it, Pastor. I'm going through it. Oh, she's talking to my wife, and my wife is saying, oh, don't worry, it's going to be okay. Mama never believed that. She never believed. She said, you tell me the truth. I want to know if my child is going. I want to know. If you're going to bring a body here, I want to know. That's mama. That's mama. That's mama. My Lord Jesus. Thank you. My wife says she's here on the phone. Can you talk to her? I know. My wife, not now. I'll talk to her when I start to feel okay. I'll talk to my mother when I start to, because I know. I know what she feels when she sees me. I may have money or no money. You know, I may, to her, that's my child. He came out of this womb. That's my child. Is the one I endure to produce. That's my joy. No, I don't care what you have, Julius. I don't care. Your money can be. All I want to see is my child. I want to tell somebody, there goes my child. I want to brag about my child. Oh, Lord Jesus. Have mercy. Can we stand to our feet? I can't go on this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Thank you for Mama. Thank you for Mama, my God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I give you the praise. I give you the praise, Lord, for Mama. I thank you. Lord, I pray, please spare that woman. Spare her that, Lord, she can put her eyes upon me that I can see. Ah, Lord, of Jesus. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. You know what I'm going to do? There are people out there you like. You know you are in my shoes. You know you are. You know you are. Can you come here? I'll ask Pastor to pray for us. I need prayer. Come here, please. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know you haven't honored Mama the way you suppose. There is a water here. We're going to pray together. Look, they are parents. They will always forgive us. They are parents. They know. They understand better than we are. Oh, my God and my God. Help us in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Spare them, Lord. Lord, I feel even for those who their mothers have gone. You can't see them. Lord has decided to take them away for some reason, you know. When I talk about it, say, if you only you know, I wish she was here. I could have done better. I could have done it. You are there. Come, let's pray together. We are in the same shoe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Todd, pray for us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The strength of a mother. My mother hardly goes about 3 weeks. If I stay 3 weeks without calling her, she calls me. And when she calls me, I tell her, Mom, I'm sorry I've not been able to call you to let you know, to find out how you are. And every time, this is what my mom tells me when she's on the other line. She tells me, son, you might think that you're grown and, you know, you can take care of your family and you can take care of your affairs. And I know that. But to me, you're just that little baby that I worry about. Are you doing okay? Do you have enough money to pay for your bills? You know, it's like I feel, why does she even have to ask me about these things and I'm grown? But to a mother, you're still a baby. You're still a child. And just before I pray, I don't even know whether I need to pray for them, but I or whether they need to pray for me as well. Most of us are far, far away from our parents. For those who still have parents living, it's very easy to just sleep in the comfort of America. You know, your bills are paid, you have a good job. And I tell you, because I know it is easy to just sleep in the comfort of what you do. And we even forget to forget about them. And for us who have come from third world countries, you know how difficult it is. Now, coupled with the lack of finances and lack of provision in Kenya, and you do not even call them to find out how they're doing, it is wrong and it is not right. We've been reminded that they never aborted us. They had the resilience to stay with you for 9 months. And even after the 9 months, they had to take care of us. Can we do something special for our mothers today, church? I dare you to pick up that phone call and call them if they are still alive. Or even their auntie is still alive and just call them. It doesn't matter. You know, let me tell you, I feel in my heart that there are some people who have been wronged by their parents. It's time to forgive and move on. You can't hold a grudge to your parents. I don't know. I don't care what they did for you. They did to you. Maybe they spoke a word and you've carried that word. The fact of the matter is they never killed you while they were still in their womb. They let you to live. It's time to forgive and move on and call them and appreciate them and tell them how much you love them. That's, you know, that's all they care to hear. Sometimes they don't even care about the trouble that they go through. They can even live without your money. But all they want to hear is that you're doing well. Lift up your hand towards heaven right now, every single one of us, as we appreciate our mothers this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for bringing us through into this world through our parents. And Father, even as we celebrate Mother's Day, Father, we ask for your forgiveness, even
in times when we have neglected them, when we fail to call to find out how they're doing, or even when we cared less when they were going through health problems and we didn't seem to care, Lord. Father, you brought us into this beautiful nation. We have a job, we have plenty, we can even call ourselves poor because we have food, we have clothes, we have everything within reach. In Kenya, sometimes they don't even have a meal, and they are our parents. Father, we feel embarrassed and we are sorry, Lord, even when we have neglected them. I pray, Father God, that moving forward, going forward, that Father, we shall remember, we shall pray for them. We shall call to find out their doing. We shall be interested in their health issues. We shall be interested in their well-being. For they were interested in our well-being when we were little. I ask you to forgive us, Father. Forgive us where we have failed. We repent in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray even for those whose parents have gone to be with the Lord. Father, you say that you are their father and their mother. And I pray even for the children who are without a mother or a father. I pray that you shall be their mother and you shall be their father. Provide for them, dear Jesus. Meet with their daily needs, of some of which may be almost so little that we cannot even think about. Meet with those needs, Lord. Help us to be sensitive even to those among us, Lord, who are going through difficult times, especially mothers, especially those who are parents and they are going through difficult situations with their children. Help us, Lord, even to be sensitive about their needs. Because when any one of their lives is not okay, then it's not okay with us as well. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel like I want to pray for the mothers before we conclude this service. Can all the mothers come here, please? If you're a mother, come here. If you're a mother, come here. Come in front here. I just want to speak a blessing to you. Come. Hold the hands of each other. Mothers, hold the hands of each other. All the mothers, come here. And I'm going to ask all the men to come behind. Just come behind this beautiful mothers. I would like you to stretch your hands towards them. Speak a blessing over their lives. All the fathers, come here. Don't worry, come, move. We have enough space here. Join the hand of a mother to join the hand of another mother. In the name of Jesus. And all the men to surround them. Stretch your hands towards these mothers. And let us pray for them. Everlasting Father, these mothers have done it, Lord. Many, many times, Lord. Things that we cannot even mention, they have done, Lord, even for the benefit of their families, for the benefit of their children. Father, I feel in my heart that they are under thanked for the things that they do. The things that they have cried over their children, Lord, over their families, in the middle of the night, even when their husbands were not aware. Things that they cried and they had to pull a tissue in their cars just because of a thing that was going on in their families, oh Lord, and we were not even aware, Lord. I just want to thank you because you've heard every one of their cry. And even a mother who is crying right now for their child, oh Lord, I pray that you shall honor and that you shall listen to that cry, Father. I pray that no cry will go unanswered, Father. When they wake up in the middle of the night and they are in their living room and the husband is sleeping or they're in a corner crying out on behalf of their child, on behalf of their family, on behalf of an issue in their family. Lord Jesus, I pray that you shall honor every cry in the name of Jesus. For as masons build, I feel that these women are holding building blocks to build their children. They hold building blocks to build their family. The heart of every mother is that their family may be one, a family that honors God.
Father, Lord, may you hear the cry of these mothers in the name of Jesus. Some of their children have gone astray and they have cried out to you, Lord. Going forward, may you honor the cry of every mother. I pray, Lord, even for the men in this church who have an opportunity and a privilege to have a mother in their home. I pray that we shall begin to honor them, to treat them with modesty, to treat them with respect in the name of Jesus. And even for the mothers that don't have anybody in our church as well, that those fathers that are in this house will also begin to honor those women with modesty and with care and with respect and to encourage them as well. Father, I pray that there will be father figures for those children who do not have a biological father. Cause us to be that, Lord. Because when we do that, we bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we ask for your forgiveness where we have failed such women in the name of Jesus. Where we never stepped in to be sensitive, to encourage them. We repent before you, Father. And we ask you, Lord, to help us. That we may be sensitive to their needs. We may be sensitive to the things that they go through. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I release a special blessing over these mothers. That they will not grow weary. That they will keep on moving on, Lord. Even when they cry and they don't have anybody to comfort them, I pray that you shall be their comfort. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen their feeble knees. In the name of Jesus. Let the angels of God encamp around about them. Let the blood of Jesus Christ encamp around each one of them. In the name of Jesus. Fill their minds with ideas and wisdom, Lord. Oh yes, for the sake of their children, for the sake of their families, to the glory and honor of your name. Father, I thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And all of us say the big amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May you may God back to your seats in the name of Jesus. Amen. Mothers, you're special. You're very special. And thank you so much, man of God, Pastor Chi, for bringing that passionate message about our mothers. Amen. I don't know whether Brother Sam is here and the youth are ready so that we can see this. They can do a presentation. As they come, I'm going to make a brief announcements here and then we are going to move on. Amen.